Lawmakers say the ecological crisis unfolding on many Vermont waterways demands action, but they say the Shumlin administration isn't working fast enough to curb the flow of pollution into lakes and rivers. And while the bill that passed the House Thursday doesn't do much to address the issue, supporters say it represents a call to action to the administration. Here's Westminster Representative David Dean, the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Fish, Wildlife, and Water Resources.
So I am confused, to say the least, in terms of where the administration is in terms of providing leadership on this.
The state is under heavy pressure from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to slow the movement of phosphorus into Lake Champlain. The pollutant, contained in sewage, animal waste, and urban runoff, feeds the algae blooms that plague the Big Lake. Last month, the Shumlin administration submitted its latest cleanup plan to the EPA, but the proposal drew scorn from clean water advocates who said it doesn't go nearly far enough. And Dean says he shares the concerns of the environmental community.
What I am concerned about is that because the Phase 1 plan does not have any identified revenue sources, does not have any commitment to actually putting, if you will, boots on the ground to do the steps that they say that they're going to do, that EPA is not going to approve it.
Dean doesn't think the administration's proposal will pass federal muster, and he says he worries that the EPA might respond by exerting influence over municipal wastewater treatment plants, one of the few areas it can readily impose more regulation. Dean says that could be a financial disaster for the state, which could get a much better return on its investment by spending money to reduce pollution related to farms and stormwater runoff.
We're going to spend a lot of money doing the least, as opposed to spending the least amount of money doing the most.
Dean says that if the Shumlin administration doesn't come through with a more respectable cleanup plan before the 2015 legislative session, then lawmakers might decide to take a more assertive role. But the legislature may have only limited ability to force the issue. Chris Killian is the director of the Vermont Office of the Conservation Law Foundation. He says the legislature will play a vital role in providing whatever funding and regulatory changes the administration needs to execute a sound cleanup plan. But Killian says that unless the Shumlin administration demonstrates a willingness to address the problem in a more meaningful way, legislative mandates will simply be ignored.
But again, the problem is without leadership from the governor, without leadership from an administration that cares about clean water, as David Dean said in his comments on the floor, all of these laws become a hollow promise.
And Killian says that if the executive branch doesn't fulfill its duties under the Federal Clean Water Act, then the battle to clean up the lake will likely be fought in the courts. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.